My guest is the skipper of the Medford Raiders, Virgil Burnt. And congratulations, Coach. We advanced to state for the first time in 20 years. Last trip was in 2006. More importantly, if you would please, introduce us to your assistant coaches and tell us a little bit about what they do for your program.
All right, Al, thanks, first of all. Well, Ron Fisk, he's been with me since 07. Ron's our pitching guy. He develops all these girls. He does a great, great job, and he gives them a lot of time. Judd came back to us from baseball. He was my assistant in 03 when we went. Judd's just a great coach. About all I can say, he's great. He does a lot of our practice work. He does the batting practice. He does a lot of scouting for us. He's my stat guy and info. Those two are incredible.
Let me ask about the relationship, because you're talking about two assistant coaches who not only have a lot of experience, but tell us some of the other things that they're bringing to it, because it's a trifecta. Yes, the three of you kind of work together to make this happen. So tell us a little bit about that relationship.
Well, all three, we all bring something different, I guess. We get on the same page. We talk things through. You know, we discuss different things. I don't know. It's just a good working relationship, I guess you could say, and we have fun together.
Let me ask about developing pitchers, because right now Riley Harabi has had a tremendous senior season, but she is a senior. She has graduated. She will move on. How do you develop pitchers? You have the one, but somebody's got to be waiting in the wings, yes?
Yeah, yep. We've got a pretty strong group of freshmen right now that are willing to work. Those girls came in, you know, open gym. They come and throw and work out whenever there's an opportunity. You can practice as much as you want, but it all comes down on the girl, too, on how much she wants to work. And Ron does a great job with young girls and learning grips, and pretty good group.
Let's talk a little bit about the sectional final over and in Altoona with Baldwin Woodville. Share with us some of the things you thought the girls did really well on Thursday night.
Boy, I thought we played a great all-around game. We really did. We played good defense. We pitched well. We hit extremely well. And it was like we just couldn't get that knockout punch. And that's a credit to Baldwin. They're very good. You know, we left a lot of runners on, and they made some great plays to get out of some big jams. Got a little scary there for a second. You know, I'm like, oh, boy, here we go again. You know, something's going against us. But, boy, with this group, there's just no quit in them. They keep battling. Nothing bothers. You know, with everything going on, they just keep coming.
And let's talk a bit about that resiliency, because softball is one of those games where one thing goes wrong and it could snowball in a big hurry, and you went from in control of the game to now we are really just fighting to survive and get out of the inning. Talk about their resiliency, how they just kind of hang in there.
Oh, it's incredible, and I've told them that several times throughout the year. Something doesn't go our way. You know, teams in the past would have folded. A lot of teams would just fold, and it's over. This group, it doesn't matter. They're going to keep coming at you. They never get down about anything. Yeah, you can never count this group out.
Let me ask about Pewaukee. That's the team you're going to face in the state semifinal. What do you know about them?
Boy, not a lot. I mean, we don't have any common opponents, really. We've tried looking some things up, some games they've played against some people that we may have seen. I don't know a lot. All I know is they've got to be pretty good if you get through the sectional.
Congratulations on advancing to state. You are conference champion, regional champion, sectional champion. Two more games,
yeah,
and you could be state champion. It's there for you, yes?
It's there. It's
all right.
There.
All right, once again, my guest, Virgil Burnt. He is the only head softball coach Medford has ever had, believe it or not.
Yeah, it's true.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done and best of luck.
Thank you.